Rabbi said, if you mekadesh the chetzi of a man, mekadeshes, and if you mekadesh chetzi of a yisha, it's ain't a mekadeshes. Aspect of bayo, maishna zu, mizu. As yesterday we saw, there were two yisages that were mahalachim in the sugya. The mahalach of Rashi and the Rashba to explain the teretz of the Gemara, that being that he's coming to say that he wants to be able to marry another Isha, as he doesn't really mean chetzi. But if he says lahed yechetzi, taka doesn't work. But over here we assume he doesn't really mean chetzi. And we saw the other mahalach, the mahalach of the Rambam, that the chsarn of chetzi is because when he's saying chetzi, he means that he should be mishayer, that he should be able to get married. And by Yisha, chetzi means he's mishayer that she should be able to get married. By Yisha, that's a psul, because she's not allowed to marry someone else. By Yish, that's not a psul. Those are the two ways of learning the Gemara. Frankly, Gemara, Amalei Mazutcha, Vereder, and Mario, the Ravina, Benifshala Kedushin Bekula, Milo Itani, Amar Raglas, Yosu Oila, Te Kula Oila. As the Gemara asks, you should say his pashtus. If you say his pashtus, it's kilu you a makdish kula, as it's not a chsarin of chetzi isha. In fact, the makne and the kivrego also brought down in the blue with the kivregers that l'choira, what's the sushtel to hekdish? Hare, by hekdish, you're allowed to be makdish, a regular of a oiva. You're makdish a regular of a behema, it's kaddish. There's no din, you have to be makdish the whole thing. Masha'enkein, by a isha, there's a mir of chatzi isha. You can't be makdish a chatzi isha. As bishleim abaya oila, where you could be magdish the regel, as if it's chal on the regel, as then we say his pashtis, once it's chal on the regel, it could be mispashit bekula. Of by isha, where it's not even chal on a chetzi, as how could you say his pashtis? As emphagur v'kiva eger, that vice the chois you see in the Gemara, chidish, his pashtis doesn't take time. It's not the word, it's first chal on the regel, and then it's ispashet lekula. Meikara, in one shot, it's chal legamri. As I say, the Gemara is answering that how could you have abichsarn of chati yisha? If there's a din of ispashtus, it's never called you a makadish achetzi, because the din is it should be mispashet right away. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger answers. Abba Brengur Bolber, that Reb Chaim asked afilu, even after the shaila of Reb Akiva Eiger. Reb Chaim clears an interesting chagira. What's the psul of chatzi isha? Is it a psul in the chalois? You can't have a chalois on a chatzi isha. Or is it a psul in the maisa? You can't do a maisa being mekadesh chatzi isha. Zak Reb Chaim, have a raya from the Gemara and Amid Beis, it's not a psul in the chalois, it's a psul in the maisa. Because the Gemara on Zayin Amid Beis says that if you say shnei chetziyayich bepruta, you mekadesh a chetzi isha and a chetzi isha, and you mekadesh both chetzis bebas achas, the Gemara has it sad that it doesn't work. Why? Because it's a chetzi isha. If the psul is, because you can't have a chalois kedushin on a half a isha, over here where you said shnei chetziyayich bepruta, at the end of the day, the chalois is going to be on the whole isha. You have a chalois kedushin on the whole isha, what's the problem? Muchach, that the psul of chetzi isha is a psul in the maisa. As being that the way you makadish the isha is by doing a maisa on half of her, and another maisa on half of her, the Gemara has it sad that it's possible.
Why can't the Gemara be saying it's just two separate chalois? Why can't it just be two separate chalois?
As the Gemara is assuming that it's not a different chalois. Chalois kedushin achasi. Meaning, at the end of the day, it's one chalois kedushin on the whole isha. all its dinim, it's similar. It's not two different. Chalois is defined by what's chal. As at the end of the day, there's a whole kedusha on the isha. As it could be, it happened at two different times, but at the end of the day, it's mitzaref yachet to one big chalois. There's no difference in the. What does Rabbi Kivega say? Rabbi Kivega, he doesn't bring Rabbi Kivega. He says it on his own. Rabbi says, what could you answer the shayla? But over here, it's chal ka'achas, and there's no sarn of chatzi isha. Zok Rabbi Chaim, bishleim if the meat of chatzi isha is in the chalois. As frek the Gemara, ayis pashtos. It's kilu, it's chal bekuloi. As it's not shayich the mir of chatzi isha. The mir of chatzi isha is when it's chal bechetzi. But being that there's a din of his pashtus, it's chal bekuloi. But the few what Reb Chaim was mechiyach from the Gemara on Zayin Amid Beis, that the Gemara on Zayin Amid Beis is mucha, that the din the psul of chatzi isha is a psul in the maisa. As I say, Frank Reb Chaim, we have a question on the Gemara. How is his pashtus going to help? His pashtus is in the chalois, but the mice is a mice on chetzi. As what does it help if the chalois is mispashed bekulai? Hare, there's a psul, you did a mice of a chetzi. Thus, Frank Reb Chaim. And the MS, Lamiz Boine, it's really a different question than the Ma'am. The Machna was asking Stam, there's a psul of Chatzi Isha. Reb Chaim's asking a step afterwards. He's asking, even if you learn that there's this pashtus in the Chalois, Avala Maisa, you did a Maisa Bechetzio. And for Reb Chaim, with his big Chiddush, his big Yisoy, advice to Chais is pashtus is a din in the Maisa, nisht a din in the Chalois. The loy kimoisha harbe choshvu, that his pashtus means the hegdish is mispashit. The chalois hegdish is mispashit. His pashtus is a din in the maisa. The maisa is mispashit. Okay. And the meila, if there's a din is pashtus, it's kilu you did a maisa. Ad kan divrei rabon ber, yishem raboi hagrach. And that's what he was. As this is said over in the briskerov, in Zvochim, more in the stencil, in the shiurim and risk ad hayoyim, they say over. This is the big oifreiser of Chaim. They like saying connected the whole world. Oh, Reb Chaim, only Reb Chaim got this yisoid that it's kilu. It's kilu. This pashtus is in the maisa. Abesosom hadavar v'loy pirish v'loy beer. What does it mean? His pashtus is in the maisa. Bishleim of the chalois, I hear. That's the din of a chalois. The chalois spreads. So what is the din? His pashtus is in the maisa. What do the words mean? Kedarko, he said the yisoy, but he didn't explain it. As what's the hezbrei? The divrei Reb Chaim. As there's two ways of explaining it. Reb Chanan, he also wants to say this, he said that he obviously heard from his Rebbe, Reb Chaim, that his pashtus is in the maisa. And the way Reb Chanan explains it is like this. In Nazir, you have to be, a Naziris is from Yayin to Galachas and Tuma. Let's say someone says, Hareini Nazir min Hayayin. And he just wants to be a Nazir from Yayin, not from Tagalachas. You know, he can't leave his hair grow. It's too much for him. Yeah, he wants to be able to take care of it. He says, Hareini Nazir min Hayayin. The din is he's a Nazir from Yayin v'tegalacha. He only made a Neder Naziris from Yayin. As what do we say? We say that he said Hareini Nazir. As he becomes a Nazir v'gamri. That which he said, min hayayin, that's bottom. Because you can't do such a thing. The Torah said, Naziris is a package deal. Yayin, tegalachas, tumah. You can't pick out one of the three and make a Naziris like that. As when he says, hareini nazir, that means he's a nazir legamri. When he adds yayin, it's dvarim betelim umevutalim. Azok Rabbi Chanan, it's the same thing when you say Hare ani mekadesh isha lechatzayin. When you're saying Hare ani mekadesh isha, that means it's chal legamri. When you say I want it only to be chal on here, you can't do that. As those words are dvarim betelim. As therefore it's ki'ilu you said Hare at mekudesh is legamri. And that's what Reb Chaim means, that this pashtus is in the maisa, that ki'ilu, we throw out in the garbage the words chetzi, and memela when he says, I read mekudesh as a chatzayin, and I only hear the mekudesh, and I don't hear the lechatzayin. Yeah, that's not really his pashtus. I would call it, it's bottle mixes dipurai. I wouldn't call that his pashtus. Yeah. Yeah. It's not the yesoid of his pashtus. It's just the yesoid that when you say dvarim betelim, the words are bottle. Rebbe Huber, when he explains the Rebbe Reb Chaim, he explains it differently. Zok Rebbe Huber, gor interessant, what does it mean that his pashtus is in the deep, is in the maisa, the deeper? Zogre Bogbe, be avade his pashtus starts in the chalois. It's a din in the chalois. When a chalois is chal on a chelik of the chayfetz, it's chal on the whole chayfetz. Avade kemoi shalomdu ad Reb Chaim, kach loimdu achar Reb Chaim. Avade his pashtus is in the chalois. But being that the dibur caused the hegdish, that hegdish has a din of his pashtus, as when you say your makadish chetzi, that has a koyach to be makdish the whole thing, because the chalois is going to be mispashet bekuloi. As your dibur of chetzi made a chalois bekuloi. Being that there's a din ispashtis in the chalois, every chalois has a koyach to be mispashet. As when you're saying chetzi, it chetzi makes a kuloi. Saying you're doing chetzi makes a kuloi. As it's kilu, your dibur of chetzi caused the chalois b'kuloi. As that's the gedder of his pashtus b'dibur. That even though it starts b'chalois, but it goes back now to the dibur, that it's kilu when you're saying chetzi, being that chetzi makes a kuloi, it's kilu you said kuloi. As being that every chetzi always is going to make a kuloi, when you say chetzi, as this pashtus to kuloi turns the deeper into a deeper of kuloi. Oh. Thus is mamish and this pashtus in the deeper. Oh. That's the way Rebbe Huber says it. Oh. And that's more of a yesoid of his pashtus. It's more of a chayre
kareth. Why do you need to change the deeper if you already have this pashtus in the chalois?
We'll see. And that's the Loshen of Rashi. Oh, yeah, this is always the mirror. We see it in Rashi himself. Where does Rashi say it? Rashi says, Hasam behemo v'shelohu ve'em akev al yoda miskadesh l'fikach yesh koyach b'mamoroi lifshot. I knew the first wide line from the bottom, the fourth letter, word, on the line. Yesh koyach b'mamoroi lifshot. Neduyik in Rashi, like Reb Chaim, Rashi doesn't say yesh koyach b'chalois lifshot. Rashi says yesh koyach b'mamoroi lifshot. Rashi says this pashtus is in the maimer. It's also neduyik sas like the Hezver of Reb Chaim, that the maimer itself is causing this pashtus of afterwards. As he is, my nafkamina in saying that the words, it's kilu you said, kuloi. The nafkamina is that there's no chsar nev chatzi isha. The chsar nev chatzi isha when you did a maisa b'chetzi. But if a maisa b'chetzi makes a chalois b'kuloi, that's kilu you did a maisa b'kuloi. Being that every maisa b'chetzi is always going to turn into a kuloi, because the chalois is going to be b'kuloi, as a maisa b'chetzi is kilu you did a maisa b'kuloi. As there's no chsar, no maisa b'chetzi isha. As that's chiddush number one in Divrei HaGra. However, you could add, there's certain dinim that are chal on when you make the hegdish that are not chal when it's kodesh me'eva. The mashal, you're mekadesh the ground. Anything that grows out of the ground is called gedulei hegdish. Zog deramban in Baba Basra and Ayin Tes, gedulei hegdish ain ben mila. The Isser of Mila was said in something that a person was Makadish. Something that grew out of Hegdish, there's no Isser Mila. What would be if someone says, Regel zu Oila, and then it's Nispashit the Hegdish into the rest of the Behema? Do you have an Isser Mila on the rest of the Behema? If you look at it, that it's Mikoyach the Dibo, because it's Hegdish Ayyidei Diba. Hegdish Ayyidei Diba, there's an Issa Mila. Oh, but if you look at it, it's like Gedulei Hegdish, it grew out of Hegdish, as then there won't be an Issa Mila. Another Nachumina, there's a lava Bal Yachal Dvaro. There's an Issa when you're Mechal the Hegdish, that you're Mechal Yudivrei HaNeder. What happens if a guy says, Regel Shel Zu Oilo? And then he's nene from the rest of the behemah. Is the Oivram Bal Yachal Dvarai. If you learn his pashtus is just in the chalois, his dibur was on the regel, because he can't be Oivram Bal Yachal Dvarai on the whole behemah. Oh, but if you learn, like the Chaim, that it's Mikoyach the dibur, it's Chal the Hegdish on the whole behemah, it'll be Oivram Bal Yachal Dvarai. As Im Kinam Advarim, we have two Nafkamina Ladinas in the Chaim Zaysafa and the way his Pashtus works. It's in the Maisa. That therefore, on the whole Behemah, you'll be over Bal Yachal, and there'll be a Isser Mila too, because it's called Kedushas. That was the big Chiddush of Chaim that he bought. The Maisa, the Brisky Rav, was Moishev Diburim in what his father said. And he wanted to bring another raya that the din of his pashtus is in the maisa, the big chiddush of Reb Chaim. And he brought the raya from Rashi and Artesis in our sugya that say a massive chiddush. As we finish Shlav 1 of Reb Chaim, now we're going into Shlav 2, into a new angle in the sugya. In the Gemara's Mavur, that you learn out Kedushin from Hegdush. It's Mavur in the Gemara. Pashtus is a din of Hegdish. But the Gemara says Kedushin should have the din of Hegdish. Zot Rashi. Nifshadu Kedusha Bekula. Ki amachetz yam mekudeshes li, gam mekudeshes beloshen Hegdish Kamala. Rashi was bothered. How do you learn out Kedushin from Hegdish? Zot Rashi, because Kedushin is a form of Hegdish. The mocker of Rashi is because you call Kedushin, Kedushin. As the Gemara on Beis Amid Beis he has, is because he's Asala Kuli Alma Kehegdish. Kedushin is a form of Hegdish. Just like Hegdish, you're Asala Kuli Alma Chutz from Hashem, Kedushin, you're Asala Isha Kuli Alma Chutz from the Baal. As it's a Chalois that's done. Okay, as that's Chelik 1 of Rashi. That's easy. But Rashi is Meduyik, Daha Mikudeshes Beloshen Hegdish Kamalah. It's only when you say it Beloshen Hareyat Mikudeshes. But when you say Hareyat Mu'ureses, Hareyat Mu'edes, it won't be Mispashen. Toysis is Medayik Rashi this way. Venira, Shalakach Digdag Rashi Upirish, Damikudesh as Belokshin Hegdish Kamalok, Dama Beresh Pirkin, Taisis Sushtos the Bez Ame Bez, the Asala Kuli Alma Kehegdish, Adam Oisa Isin Kehegdish, the Fikach Yesh Lias Dina Kehegdish, Avlimi Ame Mureses, or the other Lashinus, you don't say Ifshita Kedushin Medudah. This Taisis is Sarich Iyun B'Yosef. Not stop. Why? Because l'chayra, his pashtus is tali, is it a chalais hegdish? As l'chayra, it's a chalais hegdish, because he's asa la'akuli alma be'hegdish. There's a difference in what you say in the chalais you're making. If you say, arei abu kudeshes, as then you're doing hegdish. But if you say, arei abu reses, you're not doing hegdish. Every kdushin is a hegdish. It's the same chalois, whether you say Harei Amu Kudeshes or you say Harei Amu Reses. As what's Pshat in Tosis, we only learn out Kedushin from Hegdish when you say Harei Amu Kudeshes. Why is it Tali what you're saying? Even if you're saying Harei Amu Reses, but the chalois is the same chalois. The chalois is a chalois. It's Asa Kuli Alma Kehegdish. Tosis Kipshutai is as how did the Olam learn? Does anyone have him shot? Shverin Taisis, you must. As Rabbi Chanan over here says a very famous thing. Rabbi Chanan, Shimon has it said, Vais the Chais from Taisis, that it depends what you say, what you're doing. Taka, it makes a difference. And they want to say, Rabbi Chanan over here uses the Sprach, that in Kedushin there's two things. There's Kedushin and there's Kinyan. As if you say, Hareyam Mikudeshes, you're doing Kedushin. If you say, Hareyam, and then the Kinyan happens. And if you say, Hareyam Mureses, you're doing Kinyan, and then Mamela, the Kedushin happens. As what you're doing is totally on what you're saying. As this Rabbi Chanan was, we said in the beginning of the parish, we were miyasim, that Kedushin is Kinyan. The Kinyan is, she's Asa Kuli Alma. We saw the Rashi, the Miri. We said, we're coming Lafuke, one of Gdele Rabbi Seinu. It's this Rabbi Chanan. Alzeh Nema, that Rabbi Chanan says it's Kedushin and Kinyan. And that's what we're coming. He buys it in this Taisis. There's no two ways of doing. Kinyan is Kedushin. Yeah, that's the way we learned on Beis Amidah. Where is the Rebbe that argues on Rebbe Chanan? The Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav in Stenzloch, in Zvachim, and in Tmura says, Mikanit Zogin is Apshat. How could you say there's a different chalois when you do, when you say? Saying is just a way of getting to the point. It's not a way of making a different chalois. As he's doicha this pshat with four yadayim, not two yadayim. He says, tomin it zogim, you're not allowed to talk. It's yefshel lekavol alaga. Now, he didn't see Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Shimon, both had such a habamina, or else he would have spoken more with their cheretz mistaber. Ablamaisa, the Brisker Rav says that Avada, you can't learn that. It doesn't make a difference. The difference is in the Nusach. But at the end of the day, it's all saying the same thing. V'kein lo yindin ba'amir, nochem, v'chulei. That's how they look at. That's not I. So what is Pshat? Zog the Brisker Rav. In this Tosis is Mavur like Rabbi, like his father, the Rebbein Reb Chaim. His pashtus is a din in the maisa. It's not a din in the chalois. As what was Rabbi Chanan asking? What, if you say Mekudeshes, Mureses, it's a different chalois? And Rabbi Chanan boy from here, yes, it's a different chalois. Zog the Brisgerov, Rabbi Chanan is in the world, his pashtus is in the chalois. As when Taisa says there's a difference in what you're saying, ui, Rabbi Chanan is like hands tied. He's got to say there's a difference in the chalois. That Reb Chaim held his pashtus is in the maise. The maise is the tzir of what you're saying. Like we had kiyikach tamir is a chedek alikicha. As the maise changes, kifi what you're saying. If you're saying Harei Amu Kudeshes, you did a maise of hegdish. If you say Harei Amu Reses, even though the chalois is a chalois hegdish, but the words that said it weren't words of hegdish. And memele, there's no din of his pashtus. Because his pashtus is a din in the maisa, and amir is a chelik of the maisa. As that was the brisker rov's huge raya to the tater of Chaim, that you see in Taisis that amir is a chelik of the maisa tush. In kilacha yad, the brisker rov says the chiddush of Birch Shmuel that amir is a chelik of the kicha, and like, posh it.
Yeah.
And Zog the Brisker Rav, Eibaze, saying, Brisker Rav. Now, what is the Eilam tying on this? This is also easy. L'choira, my difference doesn't make if you're saying Kedushin or if you're saying Erisin. At the end of the day, it's the same Chalois. And you're doing the same thing. As what difference does it make what you're saying? As I hear the Brisker Rav made it a little bit leichter, a little bit like Bar Tfisa, but still Yavaya Ben V'Yishol, it needs a little bit more Havana. Yeah. Folk, if anyway, it's all the same Asiyas Chalois, just the difference is the words you're using. But anyway, the words mean the same thing. Dushin means Erisin, Erisin means Dushin.
Actually, not making a chalois kedushin. You're not making a chalois hekdush. You're making a chalois kedushin. You only find the din of mispashta by hekdush.
Maskim.
So you only we're only bringing over the din of pashta of pashta. When you can say I'm trying to use the mice that I would use for hekdush.
Okay.
If you're trying to make a chalois kedushin and not throw a mice at hekdush, then how can you use the din?
Maskim, you're saying good. So why, when you say the word hekdush, is it?
Then you're referencing, you said your das would be on how hekdush would work. You're not trying to make a chalos kedushin, or a chalos kedushin. If you say a lashon of hekdush, then you're showing that I want the dinei kedushin to kind of what happened by hekdush to happen here by kedushin.
Ah, the guy's a London. When he says the word kedushin, he wants his pashtus. And when he says erisin, he doesn't want. And it's totally on him.
Yeah,
his pashas is totally on if he wants the pashas to be chal or it's chal me.
It's not like
his
pashas, it's the whole part. It's only a din what his das is because it's from back edition.
Big tradition because by hegdish it's not totally on his das. Even if he had no das for his pashas, it's chal.
Because there's no din. His pashas only of the din is pashas, so it's only by hegdish.
Okay. A machshava. Still needs work, but a little bit of a machshav. As if Russia wanted to add one knitch to the Brisker Rav, to add to the Havana of the Brisker Rav, that the din of his pashtus is an alimus in the Asiyah. It's a choymer in the Asiyah. As then you could say, the choymer of the Asiyah was only said when you're using words of Hekdish. When you're not using words of Hekdish, it wasn't given that choymer of his pashtus. A zikr, it's not a Hekdish mamis. It's learned out from Hekdish. As it's only given that choymer when it's mamish doy. That was the Tosefos Kamzeh. Still needs work, but it's a little bit of a key one. Okay. As we went step by step in the circle, we've said Reb Chaim's big yisoid, how he boys his pashtus is in the maisa, because there else chatziyishas of sarn in the maisa. How does his pashtus take care of chatziyisha, which is of sarn in the maisa? Must be his pashtus in the maisa. Ad kan Reb Chaim. And then we would tireach lohovin my koma Reb Chaim. Then we said the Brisker Rav's raya to Reb Chaim from the fact Rashi and Taisis say it's tali what loshin. Lefizeh, we can take it a step further. We could use this to answer a shaila of the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua is on the Gemara in Kedushin Helmet base. He asks a very fascinating question, an interesting question. He says, we find two places in Masechta Kedushin that you learn out Kedushin from Dinei Hek. One place, Dav Zayin Amad Aleph, his pashtus. His pashtus is by Hegdish. Kedushin is a kind of Hegdish, you learn it out. Another place is Hey on the Beis in the Sugya of Yadayin. That if you say a Mixus Lashin, Yesh Yad, Where do you learn out Yad by Kedushin? Because by Hekdish is a din of Yadis. Nidrei Hekdish as Yadis. You learn out Kedushin from Yadis. Freg the play Yeshua, as why is there a chilek? Rashi in Taisis says that in the din of his Pashtus, it makes a difference if you say a Lashon Hekdish or not. But on Daf Hei Amid Beis in the Sugya of Yadis, one of the tzurim where you say Yadis is if you say Hareat Mureses and you don't say Li. Over there, you're not saying Hekdish. And still, there's a din of his Pashtus. As you see, Kedushin is Hekdish. It doesn't make a difference what you're saying. As why in the sugya of his Pashtus, it makes a difference what you're saying.
He can be a parish to Bure. He can only be a parish to Bure when they have a good Lashon Kedushin.
Okay, I'm sure you're saying a good Teretz. One second. Oh, let's just appreciate the question first. Freg de Pnei Yeshua, a gewaldige Shaila. That if it's only Hekdish, when you say the word Hekdish, as why in his Pashtus it's totally what you say, and in Yodis it's not totally what you say. That's Freg de Pnei Yeshua. Of the fee the briskerov is doch klal. Because his Pashtus is a din in the Asiya, in what you're saying. Yodis is totally on what kind of a din you're making. If it's a hegdish, as there's a xeris akasim, to make a chalois yodis, to make a chalois hegdish, you could use a yad. As what din to make a chalois kedushin, you could use a yad. Abes pashtis is a din in the siya, in the dibur, and you need a dibur of hegdish to have the choymer of his pashtis. Now, if you would have asked us, like, how would I look at it before the Gemara, I would have said, Yodis is for sure a din in the Amira. Over here, you're coming out that Yodis is less of a din in the Amira than is Pashtus. That's a reason to finish it. That's what comes out. Okay. So this is the Indian of the Briskerov and the Safa Arvid Ayah. Now let's come back, we'll leave Bris for a second, and we'll come to Taisus. We'll go to France, Taisus. Let's learn the Taisus, a whole new thing. V'nifshe k'dusha v'k'dukula, miloi tani. Frek Taisus, tema, t'bereish t'mura yalif ragya shalzu ayla, u'bedava shanatam shama t'luya ba mikra, Yisiv kol ha-shayitem mimenu la-shem. V'gabi isha lo yiksivi kroi. V'im keim ma-parich ha-loidamu la-dadi. Frek toises upon v'shayda. That mishleim if it was a svara is pashtus. You could say it by Gdushin. Of his pashtus is Xeris HaKosiv. The Xeris HaKosiv was only said where? By Hegdish. Not by Gdushin. Not Frek toises. Zog the Ritva, an interesting detail. Zog the Ritva, that which the Gemara brings a pasuk, if you look in Tmura, the Gemara only brings a pasuk by a regel. When you say regel zed kaddish. But when you makadish avish and ashama tluyaba, the Gemara doesn't bring a pasuk. Zog the Ritva over there is Pashtus is a Svara. If you were Makdish, if you did something to Avish and Ashama Tuyaba, which is the Iker HaBehema, as Mela that thing goes on the rest of the Behema. As that's a Svara. As over here by Isha, we're talking about where you were Makdish Chetzi. Here for body is Avish and Ashama Tuyaba. As misvara, once you did an avish and a shama tluyaba, misvara it's this passion. That which the Gemara needs a pasuk is when you makdish a regel. A regel is a small part of the behema, which is not the ikar of behema. And he's saying when you makdish a regel, it spreads to the whole thing. Also showing a gemaldig yechidish. That needs a pasuk. Of a avish and a shama tluyaba doesn't need a pasuk. up. As that's the way he answers Tosis's question. Does anyone have a kasha on the Ritva from the Gemara? How does the Gemara read? I believe she loved Bekdusha Mikula, Miloy Tanya, Maragla, Shalzuayla, Take Kula Yoyla, Vafilaman Yomen Kula Yoyla, Anime Dubbishan and Shabbat Tuya, Bamakdish Dubbishan and Shabbat Take Kula Yoyla. I read Lachoyer, the Gemara says, Mefurish. That we're asking from Eva Sheinan Neshama Tluya Ba. What's the Teretz of the Ritva? Haray, the Gemara splits the question into two. The Gemara asks from Eva Sheinan Neshama Ragla, and then it ends, and also from Eva Sheinan Neshama Tluya. Zog the Ritva, it's Lab Dafka. The Gemara spoke it out that way, but the Igor Kasha is from Eva Sheinan Neshama Tluya Ba. It's a Ladoichik. Yeah, that's how the Ritva asks it on himself, that's what he is. Taisis is Mavur. Taisis holds any form of ispashtus needs a Xeris Akasiv. On a Xeris Akasiv, you can't say ispashtus. Even Avish and Hashem Atliyabah. What do you mean the Hekdish continues? The Hekdish spreads. Verzok, you need a Xeris Akasiv. As Frek Taisis, if every form needs a Xeris Akasiv, as a what's shot in the Gemara? It's Xeris HaKosev by Hegdish, not over here. And that's what Tosis answers, that Kedushin is a form of Hegdish. And Memela, if you have it by Hegdish, you learn it out to Kedushin. What is Tosis's terms? Frekt, Rebbe Kiva Egel, and the Avnei Meluim from a Gemara in Tura Yud Aleph Amit Beis. The Gemara says the Xeris HaKosev was said by a behema, but by a oif, there's no Xeris HaKosev. And the Gemara has a sad, you don't say Yispashlis by a oif. Now there's two kinds of kabbanas. There's a behema, and there's a oif. You can bring two kinds of kabbanas. As the Gemara has a sad, Yispashlis is only by behema and not by oif. Frek the Avni Meluim and the Rebbe Kiva Eger, a bomba kasha. As what's Taisvis saying? That we're going to learn out Isha from Hegdish, Lefi the Tzad of the Gemara, that Hegdish, you only say his pashas by a behema, Hareya Isha is not a behema. As the same way you don't say his pashas by your oif, you shouldn't say his pashas by your Isha. Dino the Gemara Bishleim of his pashas was by every Hegdish. As Taisis it says, a Gavaldi Gavod. A Skdushin is a form of Hegdish, and you say it by every Hegdish. I'm a Frek Davni Malon Rebbe Kiva Egil. The Gemara in Tmura, Yeralef Amit Beis has its side. You don't say it by every Hegdish. You only say it by Hegdish of a Behema. As the Isha is not a Behema. Those Frek Daily Rabbi Seinu, the Rekiva Egia, yeah. They hold so strongly of the question, they want to answer with Doichik that our Gemara is going according to the other Zad, that you say it by all Hekdish. Yeah. It's very sosum in the Gemara. It's not so mashma that way in the Gemara. We're only asking according to one Zad of the Suffolk. Yeah. Dochu Kodu. As the Shara Melech says something, he says you have to say that the word is not that you need a behema. The word is oif is a problem. A korban oif, there's a reason why you don't say ispashtus. As the isha is not a oif. She's not a behema, but she's not a oif either. What is she, Aisha? As ki'ilu all hegdish, there's a din ispashtus. Oif is a miyuchadit chesar, that there's no ispashtus. But Aisha is nishkin oif. Yeah, she's not a korban. As kilo when madama her hegdish the stam hegdish. Stam hegdish means behemoth. But oif is mashim yuchad. Father needs a beer. What that mashim yuchad of oif? Why you're not doing this pashtas in it? But that's kilo the kivun. There was there the sharam. Okay.
Is it the one with the kash that achrinim? If it's the chasam mitzad the chalois, how could we always more have a mean to learn the pashas?
You're asking on the Shah Melech? What are you asking?
Chris.
Not sure. Okay, 1 second. Oh, okay. Tell you. So Bezei, that was the big question of the Gemara. You should say his Pashtus. As over here we see a Chiddush, the Gemara takes over from Hekdush to Kedusha. Rashi and Tosfos both ask. As Rashi learns, the Ritva answers, well, we're going by Eivor Shanashama Tluyava, and that's a Svara. As that Svara you have by Kedusha also. But Rashi and Tosfos both learn, because Kedusha is a form of Hekdush. However, they did, but it depends what you say. And that is this big mamish milchemes ha'olam ha'shlishis, how to learn pshat. The Bochanan says, vayis techayis, what you're saying is making a different chavos, and the risk of all is deicha before you die. It can't be what you're saying makes a different chavos. It has to be that, like the Rebbe Reb Chaim, his pashtus is in the dibur, in the maisa. And the Mela depends what kind of a dibur, what kind of a maisa you do. That was one, and the other nakuda was the Iker of Chaim Boidik, because Chatzin Shesuf Sarn the maisa, how does this Pashat be Mesachet? Okay, so that's this Chedek Rishon of the Gemara. The Chedek Sheni of the Gemara is, the Gemara answers, Midami Hasam Behema Hacha Dasach Chedesi. That's when this Dasach Chedes, you don't say, is pashtus. The big shail is why when there's das acheres you don't say is pashtus. Okay, as nisarchu atvarim, as we're not going to be able to do it. We'll ask the oilam tomorrow. We'll see the Tosis, the Rajba. The Tosis brief, but he has big questions on this Gemara. There's the Amni Meluim. And I guess tomorrow the Olam could do the big Tosis of Balei Chayim Yechid also. So Kachin Bikir Inyan. Stam, like all these Zaytik Tosin, if you look up the Gemara, it helps you to understand it. That's usually the problem because it's quoting a whole bunch of things you don't look. If you look it up, it'll make it easier. Okay, so I guess tomorrow we'll spend one more day on the sugya, the last chelek of Das Acheres.